Welcome back to the show. Well, there is some concerns about what we're seeing and proceeding with some so-called normal operations. People closing town halls and closing down rinks and long-term care facilities, and yet children across the province got up this morning, for the most part, and went into their school. Join us on line number 5 to discuss that particular issue, some concerns possibly from the province's teachers. It's Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA. Dean, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me on.
Happy to have you on. So we do know that there's been some disconnects and some inconsistencies across public policy here regarding public health. But we're still going to work. We're still going to the shops. And some people are now starting to worry about some further restrictions, but we're still going to school. What are you hearing?
Well, first and foremost, this is something we've been raising since March, that we have concerns with the inconsistencies and the discrepancies between what we see in public venues at large and what we see in our school system. We've spoken numerous times about that discrepancy and inconsistency between the two. I think it's important that we do need to enhance measures. We do see that across the province, across the country, across the Atlantic region, cases are on the rise. We need to ensure that our schools are as safe as possible. The best way to do that is to ensure that the same measures are deemed necessary in other public venues. We see those in our school system as well.
Such as? Because we're, you know, there was a scenario A, B, and C, or 1, 2, and 3. Well, right now, it was the best case scenario. Everyone's back in school. Other than that, we can't change the configuration of school. There's been no adjustment to class size. So what do you suggest?
Well, I think the mandatory mask wearing would be a good and appropriate place to start. That's one thing we see. We know that the mandatory concern is people, space, time, and place. And we know that in this province, we have a number of classrooms where 25, 30 students, more in some cases, crowded environments, poor vending environments, without the masks, without the physical barriers. These are things that we need in place, and having our students in this dynamic with COVID, the province isn't a good place, but it's a very fragile place, and we've seen how that can change very quickly in jurisdictions across the country, potentially in our own province. It's important to be proactive to ensure that necessary measures are in place now to ensure that our school system is as safe as possible, that our students are as safe as possible, that our educators and those working in the schools are as safe as possible. That's why we need mandatory masks. We need physical barriers to ensure they're in place where the physical distance measures and others can't be put in place. We need these measures.
You wonder, you know, because the government spent all that money, I think $20 million on Chromebooks and the like, and then we've got a potential problem in parts of the province where you don't have reliable access to broadband or high-speed internet. So even the hybrid of some students in school some days and home the other days, I don't know what we're going to see with the announcement coming up at 11:30 this morning, but the issues surrounding how many children are in schools, and of course, right off the bat, there was flexibility given to different schools and different parts of the province because not everybody's jammed into a tightly packed school like Holy Heart Mary. So mm-hmm. There's issues that are in one school that are not present in another school. How difficult does that make it to have a policy that could be changed on the fly, given the fact you can have a school with 20 students, you can have a school with 800?
Each school environment in this province will have its own unique intricacies, its own unique dynamics, its own unique situation. You're right. A Holy Heart has one set of dynamics. A Truman Edison in Griquet will have an entirely different one. That being said, though, there are measures that are required for public venues adjacent to Holy Heart. There are measures that are required for public venues adjacent to Griquet. What we would suggest, and we are asking for, is that the same safety measures we see in those venues be applied to a school system. Right now, we think that a logical place to start would be mandatory mask wearing and barriers where physical distancing is possible. We see at the same time while schools are being opened up, we've expressed our concerns about being open, further opening up of schools without additional precautionary measures. If schools are going to be opened up further, we must have additional precautionary measures to accommodate that. That's our position. It's been consistent as much, and we feel the long-term safety of our students is certainly something that this must be done to address it.
We'll see if there's any mention of schools in the 11:30 update here this morning from the province, which includes Minister of Health, John Hagee, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, of course, Premier Fury, also part of that trio this morning. Thanks for your time, Dean.
You're kindly welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, look, it's a legitimate position to wonder aloud, how there are some different sets of rules and standards and capacity numbers applied to whether it be shops or schools or restaurants or bars or whatever the case may be, and some, especially retail outlets, they really have to do more. I see that there's one shop on the West Coast that has now reduced capacity in their store to, say, 20 people, where it used to be, I think, maybe upwards of 50 or 100. It does make it difficult. And for the businesses that remain open, dealing with the capacity measures that were put in place months ago, you know, it's not just a matter of putting an arrow on the floor and that's the end of it. That, you know, you think everyone is going to follow the arrows, and some people won't, and, you know, there's some belligerent behavior out there. But ensuring that your staff are doing what they can to make sure that the patrons are abiding by the simplest part, a la give people 6 feet when you can. And the dilly-dallying and the touching every tomato and that kind of stuff, we've just got to make sure that people realize some of that's not helpful and it can be kind of harmful. So a bit of enforcement inside the shop as opposed to relying on Dr. Fitzgerald as if she could be everywhere and omnipresent at all times in every shop and every school, every bar or restaurant. So, you know, some more can be done. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with the Deputy Mayor of the City of St. John's, that's Sheila O'Leary, about affordable housing. Then you don't go away.